Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my wretched soul from the flames of hell. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved me, he's chosen my body unto him to bear his name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And the second greatest commandment is like unto the first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the grace of God which you gave us in your Son through faith, that we were crucified with him. I pray that we will be enriched by the resurrected sinner's nature in all utterance and in all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short of no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let his bride say, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, I must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we give thanks to God for you this morning, a few of you that have tuned in by internet and by radio. For many are called, but a few chosen. What a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 declares, oh, praise his holy name. For 7 long days and 7 long nights, as the Lord kept us. Oh, praise his holy name. The Bible tells us that the wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay them. So the Lord just keep us out of the way of the violent man, away from sickness and disease, away from all evil. Oh, bless his name this morning. And as usual, if you have your Bibles, John chapter 11, Holy Spirit says, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, said the Lord. John chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, in whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister, Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in a day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. And said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest and sleep. And said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus, he is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go on to him. The Bible tells us in Psalms 116, verse 15, it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Revelations chapter 20, verse 6 says, blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57 says, O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see this teaching here in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 15, present many questions and give us many answers. And the word from the Lord may be hard for us to understand, but we have to just remember it is a word from God. You see, in Mary and Martha would have mourned and buried their brother Lazarus when the messenger returned saying, Lazarus' sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Oh, Lord, I know that Mary and Martha could not understand all, but no doubt Mary remembered when Jesus had came by their house and he said unto her sister, Martha, Martha, thou careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. The Lord Jesus reminds us that without him we can do nothing. Our dependence upon his person and his provisions is what he is seeking from us all. But most of all, it is only in Christ we are made new. See, Martha and Mary were supporters of Jesus' ministry. Though they did not travel with him, they lived in Bethany around 2 miles or three from Jerusalem. Now, Jesus at this time is 20 miles away. When a messenger from the sisters comes saying his beloved friend is sick. A dedicated messenger could cover that distance in less than one day. And later verses says that Jesus delayed 2 full days, then traveled to Bethany, which takes more than a day. You see, if Jesus eventually arrives 4 days after Lazarus had died, it means that when the messenger reached Jesus to give him this message, Lazarus was already dead. He would have passed shortly after the messenger was dispatched. And yet Jesus sends him back with a comforting reply, implying that Lazarus' sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. But then, like so many times in our lives, trouble comes. And oh, we call on Jesus. Oh, help us, Lord. Oh, come, Jesus. Help us, Lord. And the Bible say, then Jesus came. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But Martha said, but I know, oh glory, that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. But Jesus says something, no doubt, that blew Martha's mind, as though many times when he speaks to us with a word or give us a teaching or understanding of a teaching, it blows our minds. He said, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, and he is also saying unto you, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Martha said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. No doubt those words was music, soothing music to Mary's ear. The Master is come and call it for thee. The Bible tells us as soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. The Jews then, which was with her in the house, mourning and comforting her, when they saw Mary, that she rose hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, why have ye laid him? Said unto him, come, Lord, and see. The Bible tells us one of the shortest verses in the Bible, Jesus wept. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. But you see, this teaching here opens a door for us to understand a truth. You see, Jesus was not